Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half-price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Vendors, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down,
it's
Dumb People Town.
Hey townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town. Population U. We are here with an old friend.
Thanks, man.
Not you, Dan.
Oh,
you are. Still,
yeah, come on.
That is factually correct. When I say an old friend, I mean a friend who is old. She is not old. She is sprightly and young and a new vegan. Give it up for Tig Notaro. I hope you're clapping in your car wherever you are. Just giving it up.
Stand up and give it to
please
her.
Be seated.
Please be seated. The beginning of your act. Yeah,
please.
Moving
please,
the mic.
Please be seated. Everyone relax.
It's a great album title.
Please be seated.
It's actually one I've been throwing around.
So.
Tig Notaro, please be seated. Well, you were just talking about doing a movie.
Mm-hmm. I was bragging.
Yeah, humble brag.
I was midway.
That's what we got out of it.
It wasn't even a humble brag.
No, it was straight up brag.
Full blown brag. I was doing a movie.
And the director, was it the director?
It was the director.
Every take.
What was the note you got over and over?
Take it down a notch.
I'd love if it was one of the background actors.
What's that?
I'd love if it was one of the background actors. Hey, I just want to let you know.
I know I'm...
It was really alarming because, as you can imagine, I don't get that note ever.
Ever.
And...
we have less energy.
And I got it every time I did a line.
No. So they're like,
really?
Okay, we got that.
Yeah.
We got
and they're like, that was too much energy.
And this was for Transformers 6. The fact that there are robots crashing all around you. And
I was a robot.
You were?
Michael Bay's trying to slow it down.
I was a sleeping robot that kept trying to wake up.
Take it down a notch? Mm-hmm. That you got up a little too quickly there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we're such huge fans, by the way, of One Mississippi. If you guys haven't seen it, it's on Amazon. Please watch it. We love it.
Thank you. I'm the star of it.
You are the star. And your brother, who we've become great friends with out of Colorado, Reno, is such a great dude. And
who also became vegan.
He did?
Yes.
Good for him.
Yes. He's been vegan for 5 weeks.
Does he like it?
I think he does. And
you almost convinced me to become vegan. Like, I'm on my way. Like, just the fact that you've been through, so many
nothing.
Health things. Nothing really. All right. So you had an upset stomach, air quotes.
Yes.
But you've been through a ton of health stuff, and you said you've never felt better since you
I've been
started.
In chronic pain for 5 years since I was sick, and I really didn't know what to do because I have... nearly 14-month-old twin boys. Mm-hmm. And that's a real breeze.
That's chronic pain in a different way.
Twins. Chronic pain.
Twins.
And
twins. And they're going to be the new Coors Light twins.
Is that true? Yeah.
Twins.
Just the two of them kind of walking into each other.
Just two cute Irish looking boys.
Yes.
Right? So you have them, you're trying to be healthy, you're trying to have energy for them.
Well, it's just that it's not even just energy and be healthy for them. I was in horrific pain.
Jesus.
And my wife was having to, put them down into the crib or pick them up out of the crib. And yes, I did go through a lot of things 5 years ago. So it's kind of this bizarre situation of being this like triumphant person that lived through three potentially deadly illnesses. But then to be telling everyone, oh, I'm actually in chronic pain. I wasn't quick to share that.
Right.
And so I reached a point where I was just thinking, I need to handle this. What do I do? Because these babies are just going to get older and bigger.
And harder to pick up.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I'm touring. My life is busy.
Life on the road, Cage, is difficult. It's like, it's not a good life
for
you.
Yeah, people want to say, and we all can relate to this.
Dan, now that you're on the road, you get it. It is like, how are you
healthy? Oh, you just sit around all day and you work for an hour at night? No. It takes a ton of energy emotional energy to get up for the show. Then to do it is like expending all the energy someone does in an office all day. You do that in your hour. Then I'm assuming you meet the people who are your fans after the show. We do it after the show. That's another hour really of talking to people. And that's like 2 days of work mm-hmm. each night. And so I can't even imagine if you're not feeling 100% to do
carrying
that.
Carrying suitcases, all that
of
kind
other
of
people,
stuff.
Of all your crew.
I carry everyone's, and I have a huge crew.
I can't believe
it takes
are...
a lot of people to get my low energy jokes on the road.
I watched the Grateful Dead documentary on Amazon.
Which was my last special.
I can't believe that was your last
yes,
special.
I'm very proud of it.
I watched the Grateful Dead documentary on there, and the wall, the giant wall of sound,
mm-hmm.
which they create, there. Recreated for Tiggs.
Not as big as what you have.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't think you use 90% of the speakers, but you make it, the entire crew
yes, sir.
Erect that on every stage every night.
And I carry them around.
Which
I carry all the speakers.
So obviously you had to get healthy.
Yeah.
And you had to get vegan. And
but
you,
yeah, I
you
did,
were selling me on it. And I was
did
like,
a lot of research, a lot of research about veganism, potentially, you know, what am I trying to say? Reversing certain ailments.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, why wouldn't I at least try
it
this?
Just to see.
Yeah. And if I'm wrong, oh, well, I ate healthy food for a few weeks. And so...
And it's clicked for you
yeah,
in a good way.
I was pain-free 4 days in.
Whoa.
Phenomenal.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you feel like it's easier to do in a city like Los Angeles, or... Are you also a cook, so you just started making different things?
I am a professional cook. That's why I'm on this show
oh,
to talk about my
yeah.
cookbook.
Okay.
top shelf? It's
I not think
top
it's
shelf,
obviously very easy to be vegan in some place like Los Angeles yeah. or New York. And in the way that there's...
Lots of options.
A lot of grocery store options mm-hmm. and a lot of restaurant options. However, there is, people think it's expensive and hard to come by this food, and it's really not. I mean, if you ate, and of course I'm not suggesting to do this, but let's say you ate a bowl of brown rice, black beans, and broccoli
Sounds
for the rest
delicious.
Of your life.
Breakfast of champions.
You'd pretty much be okay.
Yeah.
And you can get that anywhere. And that's just one option that I'm saying, but there's really basic things that you can eat. It's not just lettuce, it's not just apples.
So there's probably like a lot more accessible food items that people aren't realizing that's vegan.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a question.
Yes.
Can you take it down a notch?
Because
I feel like you're at
showing
10
some emotion
right now, at 10 on this issue.
I love that, because I think for a lot of people that they have this perceived mountain
mm-hmm.
that they'd have to first get over
it
in order to be
feels
vegan.
Too big. Like I'm gonna. It's such a crazy life change, and then you start to look at down the thing and be like, oh, well, then this is just not putting chicken in this bowl of stuff.
Exactly.
Or not doing.
And there's a lot of websites that help guide people on not
porn,
just
there's
being
a lot of porn websites.
Yes, sir. And that's what I'm getting to.
Right. Okay.
But to help guide people in this direction and to show people how to eat vegan on a budget and all sorts of
behind the green
door.
I think anthem. Anybody should just. I think
God.
That anybody. Should just do what you said. If you're thinking about it,
yeah. If
give
you're
it a
in
shot.
Pain, because I was scared, and my wife is the greatest person alive, and she's so loving and helpful and supportive. But every day, I would turn to her and say, "Oh my gosh, I'm in so much pain, like to where it was hard to walk sometimes."
Yeah.
I was scared she was going to
run
leave
away.
Me.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
and.
So
and
this
now
is like more, you're heaping more on this.
Yes,
this is like the thing to save your marriage.
Yeah,
because
right.
now you know you could chase her.
Yes,
if she ran,
yes.
you could run.
I could tackle her
run
and
the
keep
bitch
her
down.
Forever. But now I turn to her every day, and I'm scared I'm annoying in that I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm pain free. I feel so good.
She's like, take it down.
Yeah, take it down a notch.
This is it. Okay,
which
so
that might have to be the name of this episode. Take it down,
down
a notch.
Well, we're so happy you're here because you are as sharp as they come, and we're analyzing dumb behavior. That I think this world, as we've proved, this world is getting dumber.
Mm.
And how do we combat that? Is through humor and trying to understand the behavior that people,
dumb people are doing.
This world's been dumb. People are finally
acknowledging it.
Acknowledging and you know, I think as comedians touring, we get to see
how dumb. Yes.
And I'm not. It's everywhere.
Right. Like
whether it's New York, California, Midwestern,
Little.
South, anywhere, dumb.
Yes.
And people can be in these safe communities and just think that's the world.
No. Nope.
But there is dumb.
Well, so we present to you, and so the beauty
our
of
fans
this
just, send stories into Dan, ridiculous, yep. insane news
Dan
stories.
Dan breaks them down. We have not heard them, just like you haven't heard them, and the four of us, let's break one down, shall we?
Yeah. These stories today are straight fire.
Great. Okay. I love it.
The people, guys, if you want to send in, it's at Daniel Van Kirk and then hashtag Dumb People Town. Here we go. This was sent in by Jeffrey. I'm going to give it a shot, brother. Alberghini.
That's it.
Alberghini.
You said it right.
Nailed it.
Thanks. Nailed it.
At JJ.
Don't change a thing.
Alberghini.
And you had to stumble on it in order to get it exactly
Jeffrey
correct.
Alberghini. Uh-huh. Alberghini.
Stop.
Which is
okay.
one of the most beautiful Italian cars you can drive, an Alberghini. The yeah. doors
I
on
think it's an Alberghini.
Alberghini. Oh. The doors
and there's
on
a bit of a stall in it. Alberghini.
The doors on an Alberghini go up.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
They've all been recalled.
And then they stay up.
Very
lot of drag.
Unsafe.
Lot
very,
of drag.
Very unsafe. I mean,
it's one of the worst cars out there.
Right. But a collectible.
Yeah. It is a collectible. You can collect up. Anything.
The Corvair really of Italian cars.
Stay up.
All right. What has he got for us?
As parents, you guys, and anyone listening, get here ready. We here we go. A Springfield woman.
Missouri, I'm assuming, or maybe Illinois. Probably Missouri.
I think Oregon.
Oh. All right.
That was
a Springfield
the
woman
joke.
Was arrested Wednesday evening and charged with two counts of reckless endangerment after multiple drivers reported a car towing three children.
What?
Wait.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Her 2-year-old daughter, 4-year-old son, and 8-year-old nephew, she was towing them behind her car in a small plastic red wagon going around a busy roundabout.
I have to be honest, it sounds like my mother. Something she would have done.
No. Get in. You guys want to have fun?
My mother, yeah, go ahead.
No, you, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, she let me and my friend, and my mother went and picked me up from my friend's house.
Yeah.
She was driving my friend home. Mm-hmm. And we asked if we could ride on the hood of the car. My mother was like, oh, yeah, go ahead. And we got on the hood of the car, and she drove like 5 miles an hour.
Stop.
Yeah.
On the hood of the car.
We were 11 with you little like, skinny, knobby knees.
Right, you were
you
like two mini TJ Hookers.
Yeah, exactly.
Riding on the hood of a car.
Wait.
So this didn't sound that weird to me.
Well, I've done it
too. 2 and 4-year-old. Now put it there.
Like, I know, but there's also a picture of me when I was 2 sitting on a wall high up.
Like Humpty Dumpty?
Yeah, because my mother painted on the outside of our house, and so there's these... you know, paintings that she did for us when mm-hmm. we were little.
Yeah.
And to get a picture of her paintings, she put me in there. And so there's this huge wall, and then it drops down to a ledge, and then she placed put me there.
On the
and
wall.
And then stepped, like Humpty Dumpty, yes, and stepped back and took
just
a picture.
Just waiting for you to fall down.
Yes.
That's a jeez. Lot of trust in a kid yeah. to stay.
She could have made an article. To me, this is, as a parent of, like, little kids, you'll start to know this as your kids get older. They're program to ask you if they can do the most dangerous, stupidest things.
Yeah,
in the
you
world,
were like, "Hey, mom, can we go ride on the hood of the car?" Yeah. And back then, it was like, "Yeah,
yeah."
There was no,
of course, there are no more questions.
No,
just hop on.
Tig, you're not alone.
Let's get
I did
you
that
home.
Too. Uh-huh. Up at the cabin, if we were driving from like the Scherenberg's little resort back to the cabin, they would say like, "All right," but the least of us were 7. But they would be like, "All right, guys, get on," because we're all wet from the lake and everything. So they would very slowly drive us back. When I was 16, Franny Go? Yeah, I think it was Franny. It wasn't Franny. I can't remember. It was Ashley Tully and her husband now, and I can't remember his name, but he drove his like Bronco while Don Niemeyer and Ashley and I rode in a sled behind on like
stop.
A snow covered road.
This is it.
This
but
is
you're
it.
A 16-year-old.
Yeah,
you're not
16
a 2-year-old.
And 4-year-old.
2 and 4. I'm sorry. Like, we were in high school, and our mom is, by the way, sitting here in the studio, and she doesn't even know that we did this at our buddy Jason Court's house. He had this, what was it, like 1970s Monte Carlo,
I
think.
What it was.
And we pulled the seatbelts out from inside and stood on the hood.
Mm-hmm. So on the roof.
On the roof. I'm sorry. On the roof of the car and like surfed as they drove as we were standing on the roof.
Yes,
that's not safe, right? That's Teen Wolf, but not safe. But still, we weren't 2 and 4.
You ready for a picture?
Yes.
Here we go.
Oh my
Look at
God.
These kids in this wagon.
How much fun are they having?
During rush hour, around a roundabout.
That is, a wagon is like, it's plastic. That's not a...
Yeah, that's a little tight.
By the way, it's a station wagon that she has. If she had just put both of her kids in the way back of the station wagon,
that would have been enough.
Child Protective Services, it would have been like, we're taking these kids away. What she's doing right here.
And we used to stand on the front seat, literally, when we were 2. At that age, that's fine.
Yeah.
Stand up on the front seat
sure.
while we're driving. But
you might as well just toss your kids out of the window.
But they're doing that! They did that!
Police were not initially aware of the third child, and a third charge is now pending, because in the picture here, it's just 2 of the kids. The story was first reported by the Register Guard. Lieutenant Scott McKee, a spokesman for the Springfield Police Department, said Friday over the phone that Alan Nicole Donahue, A-N-D, and...
Her name's Alan?
And.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Alana. I dropped an A.
Right.
Alana Nicole Donahue.
Okay. I want to get into this woman's head. I want to get into the head.
She's had enough of these damn kids.
Let's get her on the phone.
The kids wanted to do this. I can understand being in your neighborhood. Jay, you have a cul-de-sac.
Yes.
In your, where, close to your house.
Hello?
I can understand driving around the cul-de-sac in your neighborhood with the kids like that. I totally get that. But to drive out into traffic like this.
Hello?
Is beyond.
You called?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
You called? You want me to explain myself?
Alana, please explain yourself.
Oh,
please.
She's here. What were you doing with the kids out there, Alana? Why
being responsible?
Why would you drive into...
I was being responsible.
How is that responsible?
I like to smoke and drive.
No.
Did I put the kids in the car while I smoke?
So you don't want to have your kids have secondhand smoke, but you are...
That's actually a really good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So say what now?
Well, but all right. So
I care about my kids in secondhand
you
smoke.
You didn't want to leave your kids at home.
What is your accent?
Me.
It's a me accent.
It's me.
It's kind of a pan. Yeah, it's all. I want to say.
Were you gonna say pan Pacific?
I was gonna say pan Asian.
Okay, that doesn't seem right.
I don't know.
That it?
Yeah, that's it.
You guys feel good now?
Yeah, we're good.
Because I care about my kids in secondhand smoke.
You care about your kids. You didn't want to leave your kids at home. You didn't want them to have the secondhand smoke.
Right.
I mean, the
pretty responsible.
Be,
when you
no,
think about
the
it.
Conscious thing would be to like have a cigarette after you drive.
Or maybe don't smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't smoke.
That's another option.
Stop smoking.
Okay.
Problem solved.
Oh, we're just going to change the world?
No, I mean, it's...
But look.
So you can go to hypnotist.
Are they strapped into... They're not strapped into the wagon. The
wagon
is free.
Wagons don't have seat belts. Wagons are wide open.
Well, let's say they were strapped into the wagon.
That doesn't make an aim.
No. I mean, let's say a car sideswipes the wagon.
Yeah. Or and she just takes a turn a little bit too fast.
Yeah, there's nothing that will help
because
the situation.
Because now if the wagon's on the side, she's literally, they're strapped in and she's just dragging them.
Right.
Wagon dragon.
Never a good look.
No.
Which makes them sound like, where you're presenting it for like how they shouldn't be strapped. Remember people who used to be anti-seatbelt and would be like, no, I don't want to be strapped in. If we get in an accident, I want to be thrown from the vehicle. I don't want to be stuck in this car.
Right. I mean, in this case, I actually think this is actually probably pretty good.
And Alana Nicole Donahue admitted to officers that she was towing children behind her white Ford Taurus in a wagon attached with a rope.
Ford's like, don't. Attach us to this.
The Ford Foundation.
She's like, I love my Ford Taurus. No.
Not.
Best car I've ever owned.
No.
Don't put us
in
a wagon.
Look at that hitch back there.
No.
Lieutenant McKee told the Oregon Live that Donahue told police it wasn't a big deal and that, quote, she was, this is a quote,
drunk.
Showing the kids a good time. That it was verbatim her words.
Showing
the kids a
and
good time.
And by the way, couldn't see them. Yeah. From where she
no there's, way. There's no
like,
mirror.
There's no way to know if they're still back there.
Unless you do a quick swerve that sends them out of the wake.
Yeah. By the way, this is an old Ford Taurus. I saw the picture. It's not.
They don't have a rear view mirror.
They don't have a rear cam. And the only way she could have the rear cam is if she's going in reverse.
She just hands them a bell or a horn. Just like ring
air
it.
Horn.
Let us know that you're back there still or if there's any problem.
She's like, this is a Nextel phone. It's push to talk. You guys push this if you need to get...
Now, I will not have a hand free because one will be on a cigarette and the other will be on the wheel. But
she... Someone took a picture of this and sent it to the cops.
Yes. They said she's showing the kids a good time and only driving 5 miles per hour, according to Lieutenant McKee.
Like my mother did.
On the hood.
Yeah.
Witnesses saw something different. Quote, I talked to a witness today that said she saw them go by her house in her neighborhood and they were going like 30 miles an hour.
What?
That's not true, first of all.
I agree.
That person exaggerated.
Yep,
I'm back to Alana or Alan, whatever she goes by, to get to hide from the cops. She's now going by Alan.
Could this be a woman who doesn't want children and wants in every way possible a chance for someone to take them away from her?
I mean, that's...
Or for them to...
Just to disappear.
Taken away by the universe.
Yes. I mean, this is not a good pairing.
30 miles an hour, which, by the way, doesn't sound that fast, but if you're in a wagon two, that is the fastest thing ever. That is like a NASCAR.
Wagon would not be able to go 30 miles an hour.
All the wheels would come off.
I tried.
Figuratively, for this woman, they all have.
Yeah.
If you're 2, 4, or 8, and you're in a wagon being dragged behind a Ford Taurus,
and you're listening to this episode
right now, and you're going 30 miles an hour,
honk your...
It's a great horn
thank
sound.
Thank you.
Just did it in her special. One of my favorite jokes in her special.
She says they were going 30 miles an hour. In a press release, police said that a witness reported the youngest child, the 2-year-old, began to cry after the wagon went up on 2 wheels during the trip.
So now it's some Dukes of Hazzard.
This is now like... Okay, it wasn't right for the mother to do it, but everyone watching has now just exaggerated and created
to try and
wagons
put this woman
on
down.
2 wheels, and then the baby cries.
Yes,
and now you've lost me.
The same witness reported observing Donahue pull over and move the toddler from the wagon to the car, then continue driving with the 4-year-old and the 8-year-old still in the wagon
because she's got at least a bar somewhere.
Yeah, other witnesses
gotta clear that moral.
Do you think she put the 2-year-old in the back seat and then just closed the door?
Yeah.
Yes.
No seat, no belt.
No car seat at all.
You've already gone wagon.
I was just talking, I don't know if it was with my wife or, it doesn't matter. Anyway, so I was just talking to somebody about how with RVs specifically.
You walk around the thing.
Oh, yeah. Go take a shower.
While we're driving.
Yeah.
Shave.
Play chess.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever you want to do, but front seats. Seatbelt,
you gotta
sure.
Seatbelt on.
But you want to go take a shower? Absolutely. That's going to be the bloodiest death.
Oh yeah,
that could possibly happen.
Shaving while
in the
we're
shower.
Driving.
Yeah,
that's maybe
make
less.
A cake.
Hitch the kids to the back of the RV, but everyone in the front seat. Put a seatbelt on. Let's not be lunatics.
Let's be safe.
Mm-hmm. Let's be safe.
Jeez.
Other witnesses told officials that Donahue was holding up traffic and then yelling at motorists, telling them to get out of her way and mind their own business.
Yeah, that's...
It's my weekend with these goddamn kids, and you guys can go around!
So you want to take the fun away from the kids? Go ahead. Kids, they want to take the fun away from... I mean,
tell me this visitation needs to be supervised by ass.
That's right. It was up on 2 wheels, not one.
Yep. Lieutenant McKee said there was, quote, pretty heavy traffic at the roundabout where Donahue was towing her children.
To be fair, there were only 2 wheels to begin with.
Yeah, fair enough.
Exactly.
It's a 2-wheeled
wagon.
But
a roundabout, like, I get it even, like, on a straightaway private street. A roundabout, which is other cars coming in, merging in.
Right. A roundabout is one of the trickiest things to navigate.
Without a wagon full of children
behind you.
You sound like my Aunt Connie and my grandma who constantly
gets
stuck in.
He hears that all the time.
Yes, I'm not joking. Up at the cabin, every once in a while you'll get close to the Wisconsin Dells and there'll be like roundabouts and they get stuck in them because they're like, I don't know when to get out of this.
I mean, it just, and it's not, I know exactly what it is. It's just that people don't know how to yield properly in that environment because it is not one that is common. Like there's one up in Lake Tahoe and it's every time I'm up there, I'm like, nobody knows how to do this the right way. Like,
someone's gonna go
so fast, and someone's gonna hit somebody. There is no way I would take a wagon full of children into this
a roundabout
into this situation.
Well, according to Lieutenant McKee, the worst part, one of the worst parts about this is, given the time of the day, it's right at 5 o'clock.
No!
It's a busy intersection. It feeds in three different directions.
Yes, to various other arteries.
How long were these kids saying, "Mom, let us do something fun"? And she finally was like, "You guys want to do something fun?
Okay,
here we go.
Get in."
5 o'clock. Like, this started around 11 a.m.
Yep. And this is 5 o'clock of her being
sick. Can you imagine if this was your babysitter or nanny?
Oh,
and if this mom came home and saw the nanny or babysitter
pulling
her three precious children
in a wagon,
in a plastic wagon,
going
30 miles an hour.
Murder.
Which would be like, that seems fine.
Yeah. Defensible.
Did you guys have fun? Jesus.
Drivers reportedly became impatient, and some were unable to see what was causing the delay. One motorist told police they pulled out around a car, almost causing a collision. So she's also aggressively
she's making
getting around
lane changes. No signal.
The kids are on a short rope, so there's no margin for error.
I would say that the kids are on a long rope with this woman.
It describes their life a little bit with her. It's really lucky that nothing more serious happened. Officers evaluated Donahue at the scene. When she was arrested several hours later, she did not appear to be under the influence of intoxicants.
So that's just her baseline.
Dumb.
Yes.
Just dumb. Yeah.
Just dumb in our town. Officers contacted the Department of Human Services, who placed the Donahue children with another person. Donahue was booked at the Springfield Municipal Jail. I'm going to ask you guys, Tig, you have an option to go first or go last because you're our guest. How old is Alana Nicole Donahue? Do you want to go first or you want to go last?
Three kids, the oldest being 8. So
and don't worry about going over. It's just straight up closest.
Closest.
Do you want to go first or last?
I'm going to go last.
Okay. Randy? Jason?
I think she's 29 years old.
29 from Randy Sklar. Jason?
25.
25!
Yes.
From Jason Sklar. Tig Notaro, what say you?
33.
33.
Okay. The age that Jesus was when
he dragged his kids around in a wagon.
Alana Nicole Donahue is 27 years old.
You guys split it.
Jen.
Oh,
there she is.
Wow. Look at her.
She
kind of looks like a character that Jenny Slate would play on.
Look at her.
We'll post this up on the Facebook page of Dumb People Town. Thank you, everybody, for joining.
That should be your Tinder profile.
I mean, she kind of looks like, again, like she's been through it.
25.
Don't ask me any more questions about it.
To give Tig's answer respect, she is 27. She looks 33.
She does look 33.
Thank you for respecting
your answer.
My answer.
That's why we're here. That's why.
The idea that, like, I think the saddest thing ever will be seeing her now driving around town with an empty wagon behind her car.
Because she's going to keep it. The wagon is attached.
Wagon stays.
The wagon stays.
Those kids who are about to get into a real boring life with some other parent.
Yeah. Good luck sitting and watching like something on an iPad.
Yes.
No, you don't have to take.
They want to go for a wagon
ride.
Right.
You want to go around a roundabout.
They're going to be in the X Games.
All right, there we go. First story in the books.
Yep.
That is a crazy story. And as parents, that is just nuts. I will say this with our mom listening. Our parents loved us. Our parents were so into us. I would say our parents loved us more than our friends' parents loved them. I can honestly say that. They were more into what we were doing. And I would say, legitimately, she didn't know what we were doing 80% of the time. Like, had no clue what we were doing outside.
Do you think she would have loved you less if she had found
out? Probably. Maybe. Probably. Yeah. That's what we need to do.
And do you feel like you love your kids the way your parents loved you?
Totally, but I'm in their business way more than my mom was.
I wanted you to go
and get more frustrated with them. No, I think because we're in their business so much, we get more frustrated with them.
We were able to have a great relationship because she knew to be like, all right, just go do what you gotta, go play, you know, go walk up to
or fight with each other and then make up before I even get involved.
Mm-hmm.
If I see my son hit my daughter, I'm like, whoa! I get so mad at him and I'm so angry. But if I would have just not been around.
And then do you hit him?
No, but I just
show him.
He hits him with his daughter.
I use my daughter as a slacking machine.
You just swing her around. And
I'm like, honey, stay very rigid. But it is like that moment where 4 minutes later, they'll just be playing as if nothing happened.
Maybe this is a function of these kids could have been playing with screwdrivers in the backyard and like that would have just been that. But she was like, I have to be an involved parent. And this is what she came
That's
up with.
The problem. She's
Stop
too involved.
Making dumb people have to make creative decisions to play with their kids. That's the end of the story. All right. We have, we'll take a break. We come back more, Dumb People Town, and then a special thing at the end.
Yeah. A little Dumb People Town, like, art fair.
Great. Love All right. It. Tig Notaro's with us. Stay with us. Watch One Mississippi. We'll be right back.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dumb People Town. If you haven't joined the Facebook page, you can see pictures of Alana,
yes,
whoever. I already forgot her name.
Me too.
Alana Nicole Donahue. And
is that the one who married the old guy to get
Alana
all
Nicole month? Donahue?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'll never forget.
It's a shame
she's a
what
Playboy
happened
bunny.
It's shame what happened to her.
It is
shame
really
what
a
happened
shame.
To her.
OD'd on drugs.
Tig Notaro is followable on all things, right? Remember when we took your Twitter page for...
Well, yeah, I am followable, but Funny or Die started my Twitter page, and they gave it to
We got
people.
It for a day.
Yeah, and that's it's being it's passed along to different people every day.
It is really fun to...
I don't have the password.
Oh, okay.
I'm not on Twitter.
Yeah,
okay.
I do not tweet.
But if you want to see...
But it does mention what you're up to, and it does promote the things you're
right.
doing.
Right. There's like a... A list of things that people have to.
I mean, I think we had it the day that your special came, the
day after your HBO special.
Oh, really?
Came out.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
so that
cool.
was
really
fun
time to have it. So, where else can people find out? Like, hey, when's the next?
Well,
season
I have a website.
Next season of,
and and I have a Facebook fan page.
Okay.
And I think just Google.
All right.
But
Google
no, it. September 8th.
What if your website was Google's?
Google's.
Probably taken.
Google's.com.
September 8th, season 2 comes out.
Great.
On
okay.
Amazon.
So, guys, that's literally
So you
just
have
on
from
the-
now till then, if you haven't seen it, to catch up, it's eight episodes?
It's six episodes.
Six episodes. You can do that. You can do
I'm
this, people.
Very excited
very
about
funny
this
people involved.
Season.
You
oh,
are.
This
season, you're excited.
Yes, sirs.
Can I say just the scene, even at the end in the first, like you and Kyle in the car driving, I was literally laughing so hard at, because having been with you through all the stuff that your character got through during this thing, to then get in the car with Kyle here and that
Kyle Dunnigan,
that relationship just immediately goes 0 to 60 from the set. You guys are just giving each other shit, even after everything you've been through. It was just making me laugh so hard. I thought it was just
Yeah, it was
brilliant.
Fun having him on the show.
Just took off.
Nice. It was his characters in Los Angeles, whereas I've moved to Mississippi and
not you. That wasn't the plan. You were just, I'm going to Mississippi to deal with stuff, then you wind up being there.
Yeah, I wind up being there. But everybody on the production of One Mississippi, when they saw me and Kyle together, they were just like, oh my God, you too.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
were just like,
yeah.
we have to.
Have to bring him in a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, and it's
get
like,
him, so does
he's
he,
in Los Angeles.
Does he make any more appearances? Can you give anything away?
You have to tune in.
All right, tune in to find out. Okay, wow. All right, there you go.
Tune in to watch. It's really great.
I mean, don't tune in to watch my show to see if Kyle is on there.
That's the only reason you should watch.
Tune in. Tune in.
See if
we can recreate that.
And if he's not, you'll just be incredibly disappointed, but it's good for Tig because you watch.
The second he's not in there, just tune out. Is that the advice you wanted us to give people?
That's a good plug. All right, Dan, what's the next story?
Well, I also want to remind everybody, so that's September 8th for your show dropping. We all, together, we're all going to be at different festivals.
Oh, yeah. September 8th and 9th. We're going to be in Tulsa for the Blue Whale Comedy Festival.
We're going to doing a View from the Cheap Seats, our other podcast, and our guest is going to be Kyle Kinane, and Scott Rogowski will be there as well, but Kyle Kinane will be our guest, and I'm very excited, and we're doing a Finding the Funny while we're there, so that'll be really cool.
Well, what, is this time to plug stuff?
Yeah.
Plug
well,
it up.
Well, my festival in D.C. is back again.
Yes!
The Benson Ball.
The Benson Ball.
Yeah, October 26th through the 29th. Al Franken, Ira Glass.
Never heard of these people.
Go to that. If you're in
there's
D.C., it's
there's
a phenomenal
other
festival.
Like, How Did This Get made?
Oh, great
podcast is going to be there. What else am I telling you? I'm going to be there.
Oh, great.
I'm going to be doing
October
26th. October 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th. Bobby Kennedy Jr. will be there. We are donating a portion of the proceeds to his Waterkeepers Alliance.
Nice.
And
Cheryl Hines will be there.
Love it. All these people are fun.
A lot of people will be there. Get your tickets now.
Where?
Seriously.
At?
Googles.
Googles.
Okay. Yeah, googlesit.com.
Benson Ball. And look, if ever there was a time for smart people and funny people to enter Washington and try and make that place tolerable, this Washington, D.C., this is the time.
Yes.
This is the time.
There's going to be some great conversation, surprise guests, all sorts of stuff going on.
Nice.
Get there.
And so while you guys are at Blue Whale,
you're up in Boise, Idaho.
I'll be at Boise, Idaho for the first 208 Comedy Festival. That's September 7th through the 9th. People can just go to 208comedyfest.com.
Oh, hey, and this just announced as well is we're doing a live Dumb People Town New York on February 25th at
The Bell House,
and our guests are the girls from the ladies from Guys We Fucked, which is they have a huge audience and a huge following.
So if you want to get tickets, once they're announced, their audience is going to get tickets to the show.
Yes. Let's do it.
Get on it early.
And by the way, if we sell it out, we'll add another show. How about that?
And Steve Bannon was fired.
When? Just now?
Just now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Oh, good.
Okay.
That's so shame.
There you go.
Maybe we can pull him around in a wagon behind some car.
Right.
That's your sentence. This woman, Alana Donahue, drives you around.
Oh, she thought she was doing this.
Stephanie
small
just texted me that.
That's great.
Really?
So who's your daddy could replace with who's your mommy, which is what is constantly going to be said to these children, and it should be said to Steve Bannon.
Yeah.
He's
Bannon.
Mom.
Out.
Mommy.
Hope
mom
him up. Going. Out from wherever he's
mom
going.
Mom him
now.
Up.
You all want right. to do another story?
Yeah, let's do another story.
Here we go. This was sent in by Carson 2002 at MacCarson02.
A lot of numbers.
Yeah, MacCarson, a lot of twos and zeros.
Reminds me of your Carson impression.
Here we go.
It's bizarre that you would bring that
up.
I did not know that. Coming up after the show, Alana Donahue will be dragging a few pets from Joan Embry from the San Diego Zoo around the back of her Ford Taurus.
That is wild. I didn't know that.
She's got an African marmot. Yep, we got an African marmot. She's got a case of Paraguayan tarantulas.
Would you mind saying Carson and all those numbers?
Sure.
No, them do it.
Yeah.
His name is Matt Carson 206 at yahoo.com.
Could you imagine seeing Carson talk about Twitter these days?
Bro, that was Wayne Fetterman's. Have you ever seen Wayne Fetterman do that bit? He does Johnny
not a
today.
Fan.
Get in line.
So not true. Wayne Fetterman doing Carson today. Like, talking about that.
Weird. Have you seen this? Have you seen this thing, Tinder? I swiped left so many times that I saw an image of Yul Gibbons just eating twigs out in the back. Bizarre.
Wayne's
anyway, Becky
Donahue.
Becky Donahue.
You guys.
Alana Donahue. It's a
anyway, back to Becky Donahue.
We're on a whole new tip.
Becky Donahue was a comedian. Alana Donahue.
Day.
All right, what do you got for us, Dad?
Middletown, Ohio.
Oh, man.
A man was arrested in Middletown, Ohio Tuesday evening, accused of offering people candy while completely naked.
No. Sir, where is the...
We want some runts.
Sir, where are
you? You want
pants?
Some candy with this sugar? I think that's what he said as
where?
He shook it.
Oh, ice cream of the future, kids. Get over here.
Where is the candy?
At least
where
with like
concealing?
A van where they're trying to get kids to come in, there's like mystery, but like this is just a naked guy.
Police said they received reports of the odd behavior around 9:20 p.m. on the 700 block of 17th Avenue.
Asking people if they want it. Not asking anything from them. Just,
do you want candy?
Do you want what I'm offering?
Right.
Oh, never mind the pantlessness going on.
I got frozen whatchamacallits.
Where do you have this?
Once on the scene, authorities
not
found...
Not in your pockets.
Michael Morgan, 37 years old.
Double M.
Showing signs of intoxication.
Which I loved his documentary, Roger and Me.
And sweating profusely.
He was sweating profusely?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Goodbar and Me.
Morgan.
M&M. Literally M&M's.
Morgan was found at the intersection of 17th and Minnesota Avenue, and police are quite familiar with him due to many previous offenses, according to the police report.
I feel like we're at a point in this world where a lot more people are saying to themselves in quiet moments, what do you think I can get away with?
Yeah.
Who's going to stop me? Like, you know how you, like, sometimes you walk on a bridge or you're walking somewhere, or you're looking at, like, at the Grand Canyon or wherever you are, or you're looking down on something. You're like, what if I just climbed over this thing and just jumped? You don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I feel like more and more people are now just acting on all of those things.
How far into the void?
It's from overpopulation.
You think so?
I think so.
These are natural levelers. These are people wanting to get destroyed.
People, there's too many people. Too many people. People don't care anymore. It's just like you're...
But this is Middletown, Ohio, and we did this on our History Channel show. We studied and learned that 98% of us in this country live on 8% of the land. That is the truth. So there's 98% of the land in this country is not being lived on. 92%. That's great math.
Good we
math.
Studied and we learned.
Learned it.
Okay.
That there is 106% of the land that needs to be occupied.
There's a lot of places to sell candy.
92% of this land does not have people living on it. So we can redistribute the way where people live. So the overpopulation is a problem, but it actually can be, we actually have the room.
In Middletown, Ohio, this could be our crazy guy. Mm-hmm. This is our guy, right?
He's the town nut.
The town naked guy.
He's the town whatchamacallit.
Michael Morgan. Mm-hmm. Neighbors, there's so many to unpack in this next little bit. Neighbors told police that Morgan was masturbating in the backyard, staring at individuals, and was acting odd. As though that's separate from the first.
And was acting odd.
On top of this, he was acting odd. Yeah.
He started just dancing.
No, he wasn't masturbating naked in someone's backyard in
offering
a normal
candy.
Way.
Yeah.
In a normal way. He was doing it very oddly.
The second he started to offer candy, we're like, is something going on here?
Imagine the cop being like, can you roll it back a little bit? I'm trying to get to the part where he gets weird. Roll it back just a little bit before.
That is a power move, though.
To look at someone else while you're mad. I mean, that's like when a dog poops and looks at you across the street and just looks at you. And you're like, why
are you pointing at me? All these dogs are pooping and looking at me.
Looking at Tig.
Tig's like, why are you bringing me into this?
Can we just have a moment where we just say it to the world? Mm-hmm. Men out there masturbating, please stop.
Yeah. Just don't
do it. Against people's will, having to witness
Don't bring anyone else into it.
Leave people alone.
Right. Don't bring people to a party they didn't RSVP for.
Yes. You're disgusting and weird, and you should be locked up.
Agreed.
And we're tired of you.
Yes.
Yes.
No one's like... Right on, man.
Yes, yes. It's not a casual thing.
No.
Stop it.
Aside from Trump, who is going to support this?
Nobody.
Yeah.
Who's going to be like, support their right to do this?
No. Not
I'm an American. Like, let's bring Robert E. Lee into this.
No, you're a creep.
No.
Disgusting.
Well, he stopped because he then went and defecated.
He's not still doing it? No. Oh, he went and defecated.
He went and defecated on a chair near the home on 17th Avenue and then was trying to sell candy to people. He's going for the cycle of something. I haven't figured out what it is, but he's hitting all the bases.
Cycle. Yes. Yeah, that's hitting for the crazy cycle.
So he woke up that day.
So what
did
am I
not
do?
Get dressed.
No. Right.
Grabbed two handfuls of candy, or one handful, because he was
going to
masturbate.
One hand free.
Got one hand free.
Yeah,
he had a big honey-do list for himself. He then... According to the police report, the report adds Morgan had feces all over his person.
Well, he's mentally ill.
I would think so. I mean, well, they said he was just drunk, because I checked for that, too.
I've been to parties. I've seen people
drunk.
Intoxicated.
You've seen people fall down
they
drunk.
Don't go, yes. They don't go to this place.
No.
Well, if it's during the day, that's a different type of drinking.
Morgan was placed in the back of a police cruiser.
Why would you do that? To me, I'd be like, get the wagon out and drag him behind.
Maybe part of him, he was trying to escalate himself out of the situation. And then when the cops showed up, he was like, thank God, just let me get in.
Yeah.
Let me get in.
Somebody
let me get
stop
in.
Me. Stop me from what I'm going to do next. I can't even imagine what you're doing. Like, would he just give plasma at that point? He's now released everything.
Yeah, I think the next step is to give plasma.
Proving.
Talk about needing to take it down a notch.
Yes.
That guy. Yes. I mean.
He was, in like comedy, they tell, especially like improv, like always
heighten
the situation.
What are you, giving me a comedy lesson?
Yes. Take less is more.
This is what this is all about.
Less is more. Show, don't tell.
But he was really
high.
Start at 10. Like, no, work right. up to it. Give it levels.
Proving that he had a business plan, police said he did have candy on him. I'm going to ask you guys, how many packs of candy did
where?
Michael Morgan have on him? They say it here.
Was it strapped to him like bullets?
Take it again. I mean, you can go first or
I'm
you can
go
last.
First.
Okay.
Wait, I can't go second?
You can go second. No one has ever gone second on
this
show.
I'm going to go second.
Okay. Packs of candy. This is why I love Tig. Dan, you offered, do you want to go first or last? And you're the only person in the history of the show who has ever said, I'll go second.
And we've done seven episodes.
This is why she's an original.
All right. So you want to go first?
She's an American original.
Yes.
How many packs of candy, first. Michael right. Morgan?
Actually, I want to go second.
All right. He's got seven packs of candy on him.
Seven packs of candy on him.
You're up, kid.
Is that what you were going to say?
I was going to say.
That's on Sorry. You.
She could have gone first.
She could have gone first.
But I'm an original. I'm going to say five.
Five.
I'm going to say 15.
15?
Yes, he's talking to lots of people.
Yes, he has a business plan. Yeah. You need to have inventory if you want to make money.
Do you think when he did poop on the chair, he considered that like jettisoning weight?
So you know,
like, he's like, I have to be economical about how I do this.
If he had 15 packs of candy, then yes.
He definitely seems like somebody that thinks everything through very carefully. He has a plan.
He also would use the word jettison.
Okay.
Yes.
Everybody, well, you're in your car, maybe you're on your way to work in the train.
Now is
maybe,
the time you yell out in your office what the answer is.
Maybe you paused it so that everyone you work with can make their guess.
Now is the
maybe
time.
Maybe you
that.
Were pooping on a chair.
Yeah. Sure.
And now you're done.
Sure.
Place your guess.
Michael Morgan. At the time of his arrest, trying to sell candy, had 20 packs of candy.
Yeah! Wow!
Brandy.
That is right.
Authorities say they believe the candies were stolen earlier from a nearby convenience store.
No, not this guy.
This guy seems like
no
he would
way.
Have
they got the
that
wrong
means
guy.
Time to make this work.
That means that's where he started.
Yeah. He started stealing.
No, he started
stuff.
Naked.
Yeah.
And you're
then
right.
He left the house. He got up and did not get dressed for the day.
Yeah, no, he which means he sleeps naked.
When I lived in. What is it, Carthay Circle
yes.
area?
Yes, down, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's this little church on mm-hmm. the corner of Olympic and Crescent Heights,
yes.
I believe.
No, yep. I know it.
I yep. lived directly across from that
okay.
church in, we used to call it Stearns Castle. there was a homeless person. I used to sit on my steps mm-hmm. outside and just kind of watch the world go by. Mm-hmm. There was a homeless man that used to come with his basket and just poop in front of my
the church.
In front of
the church,
waited the church
you,
but like across the street from me.
Waited till you were out there watching.
Yeah.
And just, you didn't just go inside the second he did that.
Well, I started to because yeah. I didn't
like,
enjoy it.
Part of this is for me.
I thought I was going to enjoy this more.
Well,
this
no, I don't think he even noticed me.
He just came.
Yeah. And he'd put his poop in a bag. And
really?
But that was his area where he pooped. I don't know why.
Because you're doing it in front of God, maybe?
I don't know.
Are you still downtown?
No.
Okay, yeah. So I didn't even know that. We when I watched your documentary,
uh-huh.
I realized I lived at 6th and Spring.
Oh, really?
We never saw each other, which is weird for downtown because you pretty much see everybody that kind yeah. of moves yeah. around
the
down there. Yeah,
I appreciate
yeah, yeah.
you not announcing
where
the streets where I used to live.
Fair
right,
enough.
Because it doesn't matter anymore.
Yes.
You just mentioned it. You mentioned Crescent Heights and Olympic. Oh, okay. Okay.
So,
but I've seen a lot of like stuff down there too where I'm like, this person's got some plan that makes sense to them for what they're
otherwise,
doing.
Otherwise, no sense.
No,
do you still
no.
live there?
No. I was there for six
she
and a half
would appreciate
years.
If you didn't mention places
where
and streets you,
you currently
you
live.
Used to.
Oh, fair
she,
enough.
You don't
I
want him
yeah,
doing
I
that.
Was at Olympic and Crescent Heights and then 6th and Spring. Yeah.
So the Tig Notaro walking tour of
LA
has
of
two,
LA.
Two spots right now.
Yep.
Two spots.
I used to also live on Dunsmuir Avenue right near the
Three
El Rey
spots.
Theater.
Three spots.
Oh.
I know Dunsmuir.
Yeah, Wilshire and Dunsmuir.
Mid-Wilshire.
Actually closer to 6th. Is
okay.
that it?
Yeah. The Miracle Mile?
Yeah.
And the
yeah.
miracle is you got out.
All right, that second story.
I also
go.
Used to...
Okay. Name other places.
Beverly and Stanley have.
Oh, no, well.
Just naming I like them. Beverly and Ogden is where I used to live.
Oh my
Beverly
God.
And Genesee is where. Wait a second.
I used to also Sycamore. Live in Venice on Superba.
Oh, yeah.
Are we
that.
Doing the greatest moment on this podcast right now? Just, we,
telling, just us
telling
us.
LA
streets,
locations.
LA streets.
These will probably get added to the map.
Yeah. These will all get added to the map. I want someone to make
I
the Tig Notaro.
I then
one.
Moved over to Rose Avenue.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, so now some one of our listeners is going to figure out where all the things these things are, put them on a map, and show us what the design is.
It's going to be the shape of Tig's face.
And please, here, I will pay no joke, $5.
That's a lot of money.
You can put it in the correct order.
Of what you just said?
Of where I lived.
Okay. It's people are going to try.
Our town, so go back dedicated. And listen to it and try and put it in order. I think the shape, if you connected all the dots, would be three kids in a wagon being dragged by a Ford Taurus.
I agree.
They're going to tag your Facebook fan page when they do it.
That's wild. All right. When we come back, one last story and then a very special.
Real quick.
Dumb People Time
Home. Sorry.
Yes.
Go for it.
When I lived on Dunsmuir, I used to work for Sam Raimi, the director.
Yeah, sure.
He produced the show Young Hercules that starred Ryan Gosling.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan's mother lived in my building, which was just studio apartments.
Yeah.
I was walking up to my door at the time that Ryan was going home because he was living in New Zealand when we were filming. Right. So when he came to LA, he lived in my building.
In the studio apartment with his mom.
Crashed with his mom in the studio apartment. Right.
Still does that today, by the way. Still knows his roots.
He and his mother still live there.
Even after La La Land and everything and
everything.
Drive.
Everything. Even after La La Land.
Even after Lars and the Real Girl.
He was waiting until he hit big. It's still not
still
quite
waiting.
There.
He just wants to maintain his roots.
There's
Steve
not much
I just
more.
Saw an alert. Steve Bannon just rehired.
Yep, Steve Bannon rehired. Yeah. There's not much more to that story except...
What was your interaction?
I said, hi, Ryan. He wasn't a big star then. Sure. Was just,
you could, you
he
could
was young
him.
Hercules. Yeah.
You could approach him.
And I was like, hey, Ryan, I'm Tig from the LA office. He was like, oh, yeah, hey, nice to meet you. Because I had to talk to, you know, actors and writers, director. I was,
the
person that was on the horn all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Connecting calls. Anyway, let's go to a commercial. And,
I literally thought that was going to come back around to something.
No.
I thought you were going to say, and then we were in the hallway and we had like a passionate
moment
or something.
No, no, no. I feel
like
I forgot about this.
You made me question my sexuality?
No.
Nope.
Stephanie and I were driving past Dunsmuir the other day
and
I was like,
moment.
Oh my gosh. And I reminded her and she's like, yeah, you've already told me. So I guess I tell this story a lot. And I don't...
This is only the second time
I don't even know
today.
If I've seen Ryan Gosling in anything.
How great would it be if...
Except at the front door of my building.
On a press junket for his next movie, he's like, she's a huge star. She's a really big fit in comedy. There was a moment where I was... And he tells a story about
from
you. And from his perspective,
exactly.
It's totally different. He's like, I just stripped down naked, started pooping on chairs and offering people candy.
Sure.
It's a face.
But if he did that, I don't think anyone would call the
people
cops.
People would be like, hey,
if Ryan Gosling was naked giving out candy, I think that one would
go a few hours.
I agree with Tick. If he had started masturbating, people would still be like, knock it off.
No!
Stop it!
You don't even care.
Here's what we do. We're going to go to break. We come back. Quick story. And then a special, special Dumb People Town moment. Don't go anywhere.
Pantless.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dumb People Town. Dan, you got one more story.
We do.
Take us home, buddy.
This is a treasure. I'm going to read you the headline and then I'm going to show you three photos and we're going to get into it.
I love it.
Couple attempts the dirty dancing lift, ends up hospitalized.
Yeah. Of course!
You know what we're talking about, the dirty dancing
This
lift.
Is a story in three photos and I'm going to show these are when I cannot wait
Someone
to put these up on the
Someone took all three photos
page.
Of the...
The dirty dancing lift sounds like one of those code words for like a sexual thing.
Right, the dirty dancing
Here's
lift
Here's the first
is,
photo.
You now, look at him and her and you're like, this is a bad idea from photo one.
Yep.
I'm
well,
looking
who's
at her.
This woman in the yellow running in?
That's
who gets lift?
She's going for the lift.
Jennifer Grey.
Jennifer Grey has had a lot to her.
Are you not familiar with Jennifer Grey?
I would describe her hair as Jennifer Grey.
Picture two. How do you guys feel like this is going to go? Because there is nothing I want more than people listening right now to be looking on the Facebook page to see this.
It's as if in picture two, he does not know how to properly do the Heimlich.
It's as if that might not be Jennifer Grey.
It's as if Jennifer Grey has gained a lot of weight and she's now just
still
wearing...
Still wants a pick-me-up.
Yeah, literally.
Just wearing jean capris.
I'm going to show you the third. Get ready to see this third photo.
It's just
they're
a big
on a beach blood volleyball. Splatter.
They are in
the
a...
The third picture is just blood.
They are in a, like a sparsely grassed area with a wrought iron fence in the background.
Which is where you do your last move.
The last
okay,
move.
Okay, be ready. Here it is.
Okay. Oh my God.
No.
Oh my God.
Hey, the time of my life.
Okay, so this could have been.
Look at them.
They are in this way before. So, I swear.
It looks like it's Family Guy.
Just please look at them. They look like they slammed heads. They
it looks
slammed
like they
heads.
Slammed bellies.
They look like when a Family Guy character is knocked out.
Yeah. Yeah. They put each other to sleep.
But the by the way, also kudos to the photographer who just kept shooting.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you, that's not even a shit. That is, he is getting the
and
real.
There's a woman lying, running in.
That guy lying down is in that moment of like, don't care that my belly's hanging out.
Nope.
Don't
no, that's
care.
How you know that he's knocked out. Yeah. He's like falling in a weird way where his leg is in a weird position.
One leg is like completely stiff, which mm-hmm. means you're completely
knocked out.
Yeah. And
knocked
out. He is, the sound he is making is, and the woman's just breathing like, yeah.
I was snowboarding with my friend Derek. He was skiing, I was snowboarding, and I had just gotten this video camera, and it was like 1996 or whatever. We're at the Big Bear or something, and we're filming each other doing whatever we're yeah. doing. And Derek, there's this jump. And Derek was like, oh, film me going over this jump. Mm-mm. And so I'm like, you know, sitting off to the side. And you know how sometimes with cameras there's a glare, and so you don't know where you're...
trying to find a spot that
yeah,
doesn't have the glare.
It's,
yeah.
And it's snow, and so sure. I don't know what I'm angled at. And then I'm just hoping that I'm pointed in the right direction. And then you just hear these skis coming, just and then you hear silence, and then you hear, and he just belly flops, and then my camera just finds two skis like a cartoon sticking out of the snow, and the wind is knocked out of him,
oh,
and
worst.
He's wheezing.
The worst.
Yeah, and but I didn't catch anything. You just hear
silence.
And I've never felt this way before.
That's insane. What so, happened, Dan?
Dumb move.
One couple definitely did not have the time of their lives while recently attempting to pull off Jennifer Grey and Patrick Swayze's iconic lift from the 1987 classic Dirty Dancing.
We worked with Jennifer Grey. She was so nice.
Let's hold the brags for a second.
Wow.
After watching the flick over 30 times, that's a training, right?
Yeah.
Bride-to-be.
They should have been fine.
Yeah.
Bride-to-be.
I don't understand how this could have gone wrong.
They were both attached to a wagon.
Yeah. Bride-to-be Sharon Price and her fiancé.
He was masturbating.
Andy Price.
While looking directly at him.
Needs to stop. They're from England. They decided they wanted to recreate the move during their first dance
what
at their upcoming nuptials.
What if all of these stories happened at the same time? Like the masturbating guy walked by and pooped
it's the opening while they... It's the opening of Magnolia. Yeah, surely this is not just one of those things.
It's all things yes. connected. It shows how the universe is
so
connected.
Andy Price and Sharon Price, both in the early 50s from England, decided they wanted to recreate the move during their first dance at their upcoming nuptials.
So they're practicing
wait,
it.
Wait, so before they're married, they have the same...
No. They're practicing it.
They're
so that
now.
They, so
oh,
they can
now.
Do
okay.
it at the...
Right, I get it. I get it.
I thought the same thing, James. Like, they're both glasses. Prices? Mm-hmm. Price is right.
The beginning of it.
Price is wrong.
They married each other on last name alone.
Of course.
Like, I mean, we should be compatible.
Keep right? your stationary.
They're on that show, that competition, Last Name Standing.
They soon discovered it's not quite as easy as Jennifer and Patrick make it look. According to BBC, the couple...
And Jennifer probably... They probably used a stunt double for that.
No.
They used a Hollywood
stunt. You should have asked her when you were hanging out with her.
It's a missed opportunity.
Zing!
I tried to lift it up to see if it would work, but we both fell down.
According to the BBC, the couple decided to give the move a shot while at a pub in Weston-super... Is it Mayor? Mar? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
They're both drunk.
Somerset.
They're both
weekend.
Drunk and they're like, I can do
we
this.
We can do this.
It's one of those moments where like, if you're in a bar and someone says, no, I can do this.
That's the point where...
Give them the keys.
Yeah. It's the indication that it can't be done.
Guys, just give me a little space. Give me a little space. If you're drunk saying,
worst,
give me...
Worst
and then you
ever.
Look up and no one's even at the bar
at all. The bartender's just
everyone just back out. Give me a little space.
There's
sir,
no
we closed an hour
no
ago.
One here. I don't.
Oh, you're gonna see
it
now.
Clear it out.
Go on. Need a little elbow room.
Get your tickets there, for the show.
Sir, seriously, there's not anybody here. I'm just wiping down the
clear
bar.
It out.
No. Clear it out. I can do this.
Nope.
Oh, sir, you cannot do it. Nope. You can't do it.
Sir, feel free to do this, but no one's backing out of your way.
Tell them to get away.
I said move it.
When I say throw these darts at me, you throw them. I'm not even participating.
Sir, there's no darts.
You got darts.
These right here. I don't know what you're pointing at.
Spoons, whatever.
Sir, stop masturbating.
All right, I guess I'll...
At least have the decency not to look into my eyes.
You want any Skittles?
No.
Okay.
No. Do you have 20 packs?
They tried to give it a shot at the pub. It failed. Saying it failed spectacularly would be an understatement. Sharon and Andy ended up colliding and crashing to the ground. Both were left with head and back injuries, while Andy was left with a concussion. Luckily, they were quickly rushed to a nearby hospital and were discharged 6 hours later, having
made wheelchairs.
They were towed behind the ambulance. Quote, "We were about 30 feet apart, and Sharon ran, and I grabbed her hips, and the next thing we knew, we were flat out," Andy told the BBC. Mm-hmm. "I was concussed. I was out. I ended up in a neck brace and had to have a CT scan."
Oh, my God.
So is the couple still planning to channel Baby and Johnny for their first dance? Quote, "I don't think we'll have that one at the wedding. I think we'll just go for a traditional slow one, and I'll let Andy choose," Sharon said.
Why don't they do a different scene from the movie? Yeah. You know, at their wedding.
The abortion?
Yes.
Nobody puts Baby in the corner.
Yeah, or just walk along a log and dance.
Yes.
Why
yes.
not? That, nothing can go wrong there either.
Not with these two coordinated people.
I didn't see the movie, I'll be honest.
You know what? I've never seen dancing? It either.
No, I've only
never seen
Grease.
Seen it?
I've seen Grease in Star Wars.
Okay.
All right.
That's actually pretty good.
At once?
At the same time.
Grease was playing in the middle of Star Wars, so I happened to catch it.
It's a good interlude.
Well, there's that point in the Star Wars bar where they're all watching Grease.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But never forget that.
Those are our three stories,
never
friends.
Never forget.
All right, Dan, you got two photos. This is a little new segment that we're doing to wrap this show up.
Is it called Two Photos?
It's
called Two Photos. By the way, check in, and again, this is why you want to be a member of the Facebook page, is that we are going to show that succession of photos of the Dirty Dancing mishap.
Only on the Facebook page.
Oh, complete, so complete.
Along. All right, Dan, you've
got... Yeah, we just... You know what? It's a fun little thing. The Facebook page... And the people who put stuff on it is so...
It's so fun.
Good.
We look at it. We all look at it.
Right.
It builds the community we want.
I refuse to look at it.
Oh, wow. We'll not look at it.
I won't look.
You've taken a stand.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember, we did a story, Tig, this is a couple months ago, about these people got in a fight at a Pizza Hut because of the placement of pepperoni.
Yep.
And the person was yelling, "You're not my manager," to tell me where to go. Well, Christy Kilgore, who's a big fan of the show, made this artwork. I'm going to share it on the Facebook page. I wanted to show you guys. Look at this. She made this.
"You're not my manager."
"You're not my manager."
A bunch of pepperoni in one spot.
Corner.
If you got a pizza like that,
vegan.
You would never. You're vegan.
There are vegan pizzas.
Meatless pepperoni.
Meatless pepperoni.
Meatless
pepperoni. That's a great.
That would be a good name for a vegan.
Meatless pepperoni.
Yeah, meatless pepperoni. Because you know how they change names of things when it's vegan.
Yes, it's close.
I could just hear you in another room talking to Stephanie, "Honey, did you put all the pepperoni on this pizza in one area?" She's like, "Yeah, I just threw it on there. I mean,
well, it all bunched into a corner."
I like my pepperoni spread. vegan name.
My pepperonis need a little elbow room.
Yeah.
Claire,
everyone, back up.
Wait, alcohol is back. Still vegan. She's
it
drunk.
Is. It's
Claire, one pepperoni.
Pops. It comes from
Anima Peeps.
Yes.
Anima Peeps.
Oh, my Lord.
That is a great joke.
Well,
I
have one other thing for you guys. Hold on. Can we just cut for, or just hold, no to edit here for one
I
second?
Think
I just want to bring
dead
it
air
up.
Is good.
Do you?
I do it in comedy.
But you are the master of the long pause.
Of dead
it
air. Is,
yeah, you're a pro.
It is how long you hold it, because whenever I see you perform and you do hold a pause for so long, I'm thinking in my mind, there's a moment where you're just enjoying how far you're taking it.
Yes,
and in
sir.
Your brain, you're like, I'm going to push it far. I should
one more second.
One more second.
Two more seconds.
I can do another second.
I go another, right? I go another. In your brain, you're having the best discussion with yourself.
All right, what do you got?
All right, this was sent in by Damian Luvara, Luvara. He sent this via the Facebook page. I'm going to put it up on there, but he emailed it. And people can email us, too, to the Dumb People Town podcast, or the Dumb People Town email. I'll give that out in a minute. We had a story We had a story about a guy who tried to rob a bank. Remember, he had a beard on. He was a St. Louis Cardinals fan. He jumped into a river. Mm-hmm. And then he told everybody this was, he had regrets. This was not a good day. Mm-hmm. And then we found out that his ex-wife had also robbed a convenience store.
With a shotgun.
Busy day.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
That was a Tony
Busy
Hale episode.
I'm going to try and play it right now. Someone, you asked for it, made us their own version of Today Was Not a Good Day.
Which was the Ice Cube, Today Was a Good Day.
Here it is.
Oh, God, I'm so excited.
I hope we can hear it. Here we go.
I like they left the instrument.
Oh, yeah. They really went for it. Authenticity is key.
Here we go.
Waking up in the morning without a job. I don't know, but a bank I think I'll rob. If the teller don't solve, no prob. My exit is the back room doorknob. I got my beard on, but didn't wig out. Finally found a credit union that I want to take out. Check my revolver as I hit the door, thinking will it go better than before. I gotta go, cause I got me a Mazda. Just pulled a heist, I can get a Honda. Had to stop at the red light, looking in my mirror. Lots of cops in sight, and everything ain't alright. I got a beat from Kim, she robbed a place last night. Called up the homies and I'm asking y'all, which bridge you think has a shortest fall? Got me in the water in a shiver. Had regrets as they fished me out of the river. Freaking nurses everywhere like P-Day. I gotta say, today was not a good day.
Oh, that, my
that's
God.
Phenomenal.
That is okay. Hard
first
work
all,
went into that.
Far better than I thought it would be. The rhymes are so good.
I'm going to assume that's not his accent. He's doing
no, he's
a character.
No, he's doing the character of the guy from Missouri that tried to rob a bank with a fake beard on, jumped in a river, and his ex-wife did the same thing.
I love everything about the work that went
into that. That was with Tony Hale. That was from the Tony Hale episode of that story.
Unbelievable. These are fans.
When I heard that, I was like, I cannot wait to share this.
I am so happy you showed that. Again, the guy's name who did that.
Damian Lavera, I believe is how you say it.
Yeah.
L-U-V-A-R-A.
I love it.
Damian, you're a real talent.
Yes. Thank you.
I want you to start your own 3-on-3 basketball league like Ice Cube did
exactly.
You should start in Are We There Yet 4.
Yeah. No, his movie should be We're Already Here.
We're there.
We're there.
Tig should be in it and some director should be
Tig, just wait till your kids on trips.
Take it down.
Randy, you asked for that. You were like, can someone make a version of Today Was Not a Good Day?
Put it out there and you guys brought it back.
The people in our town are the best.
Guys, this is what I'll say to you. Thank you, Tig Notaro, for being on our show. You are amazing.
Thanks for having me.
Please come back and do it again.
I love you guys dearly.
We love you so much.
Feeling is mutual.
Daniel, great job. Keep the pepperoni spread.
Yeah.
Give it a little elbow.
Clear it out!
And if you have been inspired to become a vegan and you give it a shot and it makes your life better, let us know.
Oh, and if you can guess the order of the places she lived in, I cannot wait.
Someone make that map.
$5,
someone tell us what the
said,
picture is.
$5 on the line.
Five bones
a crisp,
coming to you.
It will all be in nickels. I hope you guys
It's all about the Lincolns. I think they said it's all about the Lincolns.
Please head on over to the Benson Ball Festival in D.C. I also have more tour dates coming up on my website.
Which is?
Tignotaro.com.
If she's in town, in your town, see her perform. You will love it. So I can tell you, as far as a live stand-up experience, it is, whenever we're on a show with her or we'll do a show with her, I'm always like, stop whatever I'm doing, talking in the back, just to sit and watch her do what she does because it makes me so damn happy.
I want to tell you really quick.
Uh-huh.
You know, a lot of times, like, you guys will come up with a new bit or we'll have a new bit and you're always like, how do I get into this? Mm. I'm sure you've heard every accolade you can for the set of I'm going to be okay, everything, the cancer.
Live.
Just coming out when you're like, guys, I'm going to be okay. That, like, coming back to that moment is one of the greatest just, like, get-ins with the audience.
And it was
No. You mean when I came out and said,
didn't you start?
Hello, good evening, I have cancer.
Good evening, I have cancer.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
then you're like, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
And, like, resetting
it's probably not going to be okay.
Oh, yeah, not going to be okay.
I've always wanted to tell you that.
Oh, well, so, I appreciate that.
And I forget
that.
The couple times we've hung out. So.
I call it Live, but it's Live. But it's Live.
No, it's Live.
It's Live.
The whole point of calling my album Live is because so many live performances are called whatever the band or heard yes.
live. Yes. Right.
Live.
Yeah. Live.
And I just thought it was
but
funny.
But the crazy thing about that is it was recorded in a studio.
Yeah, it was not live.
So it was not live at all.
There was no one there, and they didn't have cancer.
And the whole time afterwards, when it was, the whole time afterwards, you were like, even though there was no one there, you were like, clear it out! Clear it out!
And we'll all put right, Tig, we're all clear.
Clear no one was here. No one was here.
These turn that light off. Turn that light off.
September 8th, 1 Mississippi.
September 8th, 1 Mississippi. On October Amazon. 26th, 27th, and 28th.
And 29th.
And 29th, the Benson Ball. Yeah, check it out. Check out everything Tig does. Thank you, guys. And we'll be back next week. We've got another guest. We have great guests lined up for the next couple of weeks and into September. So keep on doing it. And now we got to get back to work.
Yep.
Let's do it.
Goodbye. Dum, 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 dum.